welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 27th of March, 2023. The Bible reading today is James chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you ill? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Today's article, titled God is Listening, was written by Alison Kider. Charles, an actor and martial artist, honoured his mother on her 100th birthday by sharing how instrumental she had been in his spiritual transformation. "Mum has been an example of perseverance and faith," he wrote. She raised three boys on her own during the Great Depression, suffered the death of two spouses, a son, a stepson, and grandchildren, and endured many surgeries. "She has prayed for me all my life, through thick and thin," he continued. "When nearly losing my soul to Hollywood, she was back home praying for my success and salvation," he concluded. "I thank my mum for helping God to make me all I can and should be." The prayers of Charles' mother helped him to find salvation and a godly wife. She prayed fervently for her son, and God heard her prayers. We don't always get our prayers answered the way we'd like, so we cannot use prayer as a magic wand. However, James assures us that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Like his mum, we're to continue to pray for the sick and those in trouble. When, like her, we commune with God through prayer, we find encouragement and peace and the assurance that the Spirit is at work. Does someone in your life need salvation or healing or help? Lift your prayers to God in faith. He's listening. Let's pray. Dear Father, help me to continually be in prayer and not to give up. Thank you for your love that helps me persevere. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.